Well, Mr. Speaker, I want to address a little bit of what you just said when you talked about conservatives' attitudes towards Washington, D.C. being similar to the colonists' attitudes towards the founders' attitudes towards London, and that we don't trust it. And this sort of, and it's justified in many cases, in both cases. But why, under those circumstances, why do you want to be president? Now, I know you thought about it in 2008. You thought about a run, and you didn't go for it. You took your time thinking about it, as anybody should. I imagine there's a lot of soul-searching that has to go into making this decision, because it is monumental. The ramifications, if you win, are huge. What in it, in you, this time decided that this is the time and I am the man?
I decided, and Clifton and I talked about this at great length, and we talked with our daughters and our even then the grandchildren and our son-in-laws, really for over a year, because that we knew this would be a brutal experience. We knew that at some point the elite media would come after us in a personal and vicious way. Mm-hmm. And so we really had to think through, why would you go through this? And I ultimately concluded that the scale of change we need is so great, if we're going to survive, that it's far more than just beating Obama. I mean, we have to beat Obama, but that just begins the process. We need to pick up at least 12 U.S. Senate seats. We need to pick up 30 to 40 House seats. We need a contract with America next September. We need a clear, explicit campaign based on values and ideology and principles. And we need to understand Margaret Thatcher's rule, that first you win the argument, then you win the vote. And we need to commit ourselves to a 90 to 120-day period in 2013 that ends the New Deal majority, ends the New Deal governing system, and fundamentally replaces it with a very dramatically different system. To do that, you can't just win the presidency. Mm-hmm. You have to also have enormous momentum in the legislative branch, and you have to have the American people behind you demanding the changes.